PRI, Public Radio International.
There is not, nor ought there be, nothing so exalted on the face of God's gray earth as that prince of foods, the muffin.
Girl, you thought it was a man, but it was a muffin.
My own wife once said to me, Frank Zappa changed my life. She's never said that about my music.
A radio freakout that could change your life. John Adams conducts Frank Zappa with the Pittsburgh Symphony. The Pittsburgh has played Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, recorded Sibelius, Handel, and Wagner, toured with Mahler, Tchaikovsky, and Bizet. Today, the Pittsburgh Symphony presents the classical side of rock star Frank Zappa. I'm Jim Cunningham. Welcome to Hines Hall for the Performing Arts. Guest conductor John Adams has Dupree's Paradise by Frank Zappa, and John Adams conducts his own Harmony Lehre. Concertmaster Andras Cardenas plays the Violin Concerto in D by Stravinsky. Stravinsky conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony as a guest conductor in the 1960s. In keeping with our 1968 theme, Frank Zappa's Lumpy Gravy and Freakout came out on LPs that year. 1968 brought Lerner and Lowe's My Fair Lady to the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall in Robert Russell Bennett's arrangement, recorded by William Steinberg in the Pittsburgh Symphony. It's a rare audio adventure. You'll hear it all in the next 2 hours. Francis Vincent Zappa was born in Baltimore in 1940. He died in Laurel Canyon, California in 1993. It was an untimely death for the 52-year-old guitarist, singer, and composer. Frank Zappa had always wanted to be a composer of serious music, but with the Mothers of Invention, he became one of rock music's greatest stars. About Dupree's Paradise, Frank Zappa wrote, "The story takes place in 1964 in a bar on Avalon Avenue in the Watts section of Los Angeles. It's 6 a.m. on Sunday, and an early morning jam session is in progress. For about 7 minutes, the customers, winos, musicians, degenerates, and policemen, do the things that set them apart from the rest of society." Here's guest conductor John Adams on the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, a Hines Hall premiere of Dupree's Paradise by Frank Zappa.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dupree's Paradise by Frank Zappa. The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and guest conductor John Adams. Frank Zappa was only 52 when he died on December 4th, 1993. This week's guest conductor, John Adams, met composer Frank Zappa.
I was first asked to conduct some of Zappa's music about 3 or 4 years ago by a group called the Ensemble Moderne. And they are based in Frankfurt, Germany, and they're a group, it's a small orchestra of about 20 or 30 players. They're very international, they're very young, and they play everything. They play the most difficult of avant-garde European music. They play music by Stockhausen and Zanakis and Luciano Berio, but they also play my music, and they play Steve Reich, and they play just about everything you could think of. And one of the most important events in this group's history is that they worked in very close collaboration with Frank Zappa during the last few years of his life, and they created an evening-length performance piece called The Yellow Shark with him. And after Zappa died, they asked me if I would come and conduct some of these pieces. And since then, I found other works of his written for orchestra and have been promoting them by conducting them in various orchestras around the world.
You didn't have a chance to talk it over with him while he was around?
I only met him once, and it was at the very end of his life when he was, interestingly enough, producing at his own expense recordings of the complete works of Varese. And you may have heard that Varese was one of the great influences on Zappa's life. I have to say I have, all through my career, I've had very mixed feelings about Zappa because while I've really appreciated the place that he created for himself as a kind of a social critic of this country, very much in the line of a Mark Twain or a Jonathan Swift or H.L. Mencken, I was not always won over by his actual music. And I know that he had tremendous, passionate followers. Recently, I've found some Zappa pieces which I think have been quite extraordinary. And, you know, the man was a completely self-taught guy. He had no formal training, and yet his knowledge of orchestral writing and his sonic imagination, coupled with his wit and his outrageous insouciance, makes him a very, very important figure in American music. And I intend to continue doing his music. But the piece on tonight's program, Dupree's Paradise, doesn't necessarily have a narrative, and it's, I think, a really coherent and very enjoyable piece. It's got a little bit of his typical satirical references to Southern California life and sounds a little bit like commercial television music at times. He's always waving his fingers or sort of giving the finger, so to speak, to American culture, but at the same time doing it in a very funny way.
Frank Zappa's music has made it into the concert hall, with such distinguished conductors as Pierre Boulez, Zubin Mehta, Kent Nagano, and now John Adams in Pittsburgh. Frank Zappa appeared as conductor at the Florence May Festival. He also conducted the San Francisco Contemporary Music Ensemble and the Berkeley Symphony Orchestra. In 1984, Frank Zappa was the keynote speaker at the American Society of University Composers. This week's guest conductor, John Adams, another mover and shaker in the world of contemporary music. John Adams taught at the San Francisco Conservatory and formed a close association with the San Francisco Symphony, where he served as new music advisor and composer in residence. He visited Pittsburgh in 1983 as a guest conductor of the symphony in a special concert at the Belfield Auditorium of the Jewish Community Center in Oakland. He also composed music which had its world premiere at the opening of the Great Woods Festival in Massachusetts, premiered by the Pittsburgh Symphony and Michael Tilson Thomas, Short Ride in a Fast Machine, the music that we'll hear now at Heinz Hall for the Performing Arts. John Adams on stage to tell us about this week's mystery piece.
Thank you. Well, now we come to the mystery spot on the program. I think of the old Groucho Marx show where the duck used to come down, the secret word. And this afternoon's mystery piece is a piece that was given its world premiere 11 years ago
by the Pittsburgh Symphony. In fact, almost everybody who's on the stage, including myself, was present at that world premiere. It wasn't here in Pittsburgh, it was at the inaugural concert of the Great Woods Festival on Cape Cod in Massachusetts. And I was there because I wrote the piece. But I have to tell you, it was the most inauspicious and unpromising premiere that a composer could have. I think it was probably more unpromising than the world premiere of The Rite of Spring, and you've all read about that. The main reason being, had nothing to do with the orchestra, which had it splendidly prepared under Michael Tilson Thomas, but that the auditorium, or whatever you'd call it, it was sort of an outdoor space that was halfway between a drive-in theater and a cow barn, was not finished. And there'd been a huge rainstorm the night before, and the orchestra was on stage, there were instruments out. I suspect the string players all had their second instruments with them. And we were within hours of, 5,000 or 6,000 people arriving, and the sheriff of the county would not allow the rehearsal to go ahead because there was still welding going on above that. And there was mud flowing down from the rainstorm, and I think probably the worst disaster of the evening was not industrial, it was artistic. It was the choice of Michael Dukakis to read the Lincoln portrait by Aaron Copland, which sort of gave us an early inkling that he was not cut out for show business. Of my piece, I could hear almost nothing except the insistent banging away of the woodblock. So I left that experience thinking, well, we can't win them all. But in fact, this piece, which I retitled to call it Short Ride in a Fast Machine, became not only my most performed piece, but one of the most performed pieces of recent American music, so I'm told, partly because it's done very often in children's concerts. In fact, it gives me great pleasure. I get letters from kids all over the world with drawings of what the piece made them think of. The idea was inspired by an invitation I once got from a friend to take a ride in his Ferrari, and then I wish I hadn't. Thank you.
Short Ride in a Fast Machine by John Adams, music he wrote for the Pittsburgh Symphony in 1986 to celebrate the opening of the Great Woods Summer Festival in Mansfield, Massachusetts. You're listening to a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and guest conductor, composer John Adams. You have another piece by John Adams coming up on the second half of this concert, Harmony Lyra. Next, Pittsburgh Symphony Concertmaster Andres Cartenas plays Stravinsky, the Violin Concerto in D. Cuban-born violinist Andres Cartenas became concertmaster of the Pittsburgh Symphony in 1988. He plays every year as a soloist on a subscription concert, and he's appeared with over 80 orchestras worldwide. As a recitalist, he's played in nearly every cultural center in the world. In 1998, he was appointed artistic director of the Strings in the Mountains Festival in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Here's concertmaster Andres Cardenas playing the Stravinsky Violin Concerto in D with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and guest conductor John Adams. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Violin Concerto in D by Igor Stravinsky at Heinz Hall for the Performing Arts. Andras Cardenas. Mr. Cardenas is concertmaster of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You heard them perform Stravinsky under the direction of composer John Adams. I'm Jim Cunningham. I hope you'll drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It will fit in your wallet. It's in the shape of a credit card, and it magnifies small print. Get one free while they last with the Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, photographs of the musicians, the Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck's biography, and more. It's free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org or visit our website, pittsburghsymphonyradio.org. Be sure to let me know what station you're listening to. If you miss the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio concert. James Wilkinson is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, resident conductor Lawrence Lowe, assistant conductor Fauzi Haymore, the Heinz Hall sound and recording engineer Bob Park. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.